I am recently a successful defendant in a slap suit for my activism over in the North Fork Valley. It's a huge relief to get this decision from the court. It's not pleasant to be sued by a company that has many, many, many times the assets that I do personally. And so it was certainly intimidating. And that's the purpose of these types of tactics, is to intimidate communities into silence. These types of tactics are intended to harass. And so the point is to keep people tied up as long as possible. So I was a little concerned and cognizant of the fact that it could go on a while, and it still could.
Could you refresh the memory of listeners or inform those who maybe didn't hear earlier reports what happened exactly?
An absolute defense, of course, against libel in the United States is truth. The comment itself went to an incident that occurred way back in 2005 when a couple of energy companies were charged by the U.S. Department of Justice under the Sherman Antitrust Act for rigging bids on public lands and national forests over in the North Fork Valley. That resulted in a settlement, including a payment to resolve that charge leveled against it by the Department of Justice. And I called that payment to discharge that case a fine. And they literally sued me and tied me up in court for 16 months and cost tens of thousands of dollars in attorney fees to defend myself over whether a payment required by the Department of Justice and a criminal action taken against a company in a settlement can be called a fine or not. And the judge rightfully decided that, in fact, a common reader in context of the way I posted the comment and just in general would consider that a fine. And so it was found to be substantially true, not materially false, and thus the case was tossed.
And so what's the next step now for you?
Obviously, we'd like to recoup my attorney fees. The plaintiff that filed the frivolous complaint against me has a right to appeal within a certain period of time, which is sometime in early August, is their deadline.
And will this substantially affect your work going forward or the way you go about what you feel is important?
Sure. I mean, it gives me a great story to tell other activists that what they need to do is to stand up for themselves and speak their truth. So it reinforces my commitment to helping communities stand up and exert their rights under the Constitution, and for individuals not to be intimidated by these kinds of tactics.
Was there any acknowledgement by the judge that it appeared to be a slap suit?
Well, other than the court acknowledging that we argued all along that it was a slap action, I do not believe the judge himself said that. However, what he did say was that it was interesting that a number of other outlets, including legal blogs, newspapers, and even some industry journals, used the same language, that SGI paid a fine in this settlement of this criminal action against it. A number of other outlets reported that same information back in 2005 at the time of the underlying events. SGI never asked that they correct the record. That information is still posted that way on the internet. And the judge pointed out that it was kind of odd that 11 years later, when I wrote this comment on an article about the Thompson Divide issue, suddenly SGI was worried that its reputation was going to be harmed by this single reader comment on a Glenwood Springs Post Independent article via a Facebook plugin. I think the judge kind of recognized the absurdity of that charge. The judge also pointed out that it would seem very unlikely that a reader comment 11 years later could harm SGI's reputation any more than the underlying events itself, the criminal charges that the Department of Justice pursued it on, for which the company eventually settled.
Thank you for stopping by, Katie and Kay, Peter Kolbenschlag, and sharing with us.
Cool. Thanks, Riley.